Gotta watch my figure.
You want some weight?
Yes, sir.
We make it work.
I like to come to work and get away from all the stress.
It's when they take away your truck. Go chase them.
I'm okay with that. Whiskey's outside.
Day like today, no bad. Look, you got some sun.
I guess we can start without, you want to start without.
Okay, go ahead.
The meeting is called to order. The first part of the meeting consists of the consent items, non-controversial or housekeeping items required by law. Items may be considered individually by the board or commission member making such requests prior to a motion and vote on the consent items. First item is 19-0117, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting of November 28, 2018. The Animal Services Facility Advisory Board met in regular session in the council chambers, 222 North Tennessee Street, McKinney, Texas, on November 28, 2018 at 12 p.m. Board members present: Lori Dees, James Bias, U.S. Sissick, Mocha Anderson, Bashar Barkowski. Absent: Misty Brown, Larry Hocut. Item 18-1014, minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting on October 24th, 2018. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Lori Dees, seconded by board member James Bias, to approve minutes of the Animal Services Facilities Advisory Committee meeting October 24th, 2018. Item 18-1015, discuss proposed animal control ordinance on pet registration program. Item 18-1016, consider, discuss, act on a meeting date. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Mocha Anderson, seconded by board member U.S. Sissick, to approve 18-1016, consider, discuss, act on a meeting date. Board approved date of February 13th, 2019. Adjourn. Board members unanimously approved the motion by board member Mocha Anderson, seconded by board member U.S. Sissick, to adjourn. The meeting was adjourned at 12:23 p.m.
I make a motion to approve the minutes as read.
Second.
Do we have to do an all in favor? All in favor.
Aye.
Aye. Discussion items, item 19-0118, discussion on urban wildlife by animal control supervisor St. Alban.
Yay. Well, I guess the only thing, I mean, I didn't really prepare a whole bunch of stuff, but I guess what we'll talk about that would be relevant to the shelter mostly is our policy on the latest coyote conundrum. So unlike Frisco, we do trap when we need to trap. We don't trap unless it is an issue with, I mean, if it's a coyote being a coyote, we don't go trapping. We're working hard on education, so we spend a lot of time talking to people about dealing with urban wildlife and whatnot. But when there's one that needs to be removed, we do trap it. And we've been successful most of the time. Either we've trapped it or it disappeared some other way. We dug it out of the grill of a Cadillac last week. But, so, That's pretty much, we don't take a bunch of them up to the shelter to be ship tested because we haven't had any contact or anything that we thought might have been a contact. And I don't feel like, honestly, that we have any more this year than any other year. I think it's really common to see a bunch of them this time of year. And people are just freaked out because it's on TV every day. Because that is a very weird thing that's going on over there. However, I feel like that should have been stopped a long time ago. I think they waited a bit long to trap. Maybe they didn't, but my opinion is someone's been feeding it. Some way or another, they've been feeding those. Well, directly or indirectly or...
Well, the residential growth right now is pushing out, you know, the green space.
Right, which is where they hunt, and which makes it, you know, the population is not going anywhere. We're not getting rid of them, but they have to have some way to eat.
They're bringing in food sources.
Yeah, they're feeding them. Indirectly, they're feeding that stuff, and that's what our goal is, to get that information out there. We're going to put it in. Parks and Wildlife has a great, in fact, I printed them and left them sitting on my desk, which you call it. Parks and Wildlife has a great page about coyotes, which I send everybody to, because it tells them, you know, we're going to get rid of them. They're here. I mean, they have them in downtown Chicago. We're not getting rid of them in McKinney, Texas.
Are y'all able to put something in the water bill, insert, or city newsletter that might have some of that?
We're about to do, next week, in fact, we're going to do a bunch of media things with our media crew, little short videos about, and most all of what we're doing is about that.
And they'll put it on Nextdoor.
Yeah, I was going to say Nextdoor and any of the other social media.
They're going to flood it out there.
Okay.
And at 3 Instagram. O'clock today, I have to do a interview with a newspaper lady about it. The only way I read about it is that she's the coyote was taken over. I'm not going to do that. So she was all for it. We'll see how it comes out.
Tell them what else you've trapped.
Oh, otters.
Otters?
Who knew? We've trapped a total of we caught one a couple of years ago. We picked a dead one up a couple of years ago. And then when they had the beaver problem in Mallard Lakes out there, they hired this professional trapper guy to come in. He tried to trap beavers for 2 months and caught an otter and got on TV and didn't even try to catch beavers anymore. But we've caught, I think we caught our fifth one.
No.
And
what do you do with them?
I just let them out. I mean, where they're at is a prime. It's down at the where the dog park is. So all that's flooding because of beavers back in there. They built a ginormous dam. That's my nemesis right now. It's the beavers. So we're trying to do some things with parks to. So we don't have to kill the beavers to...
Yeah, you have nutria trying to do the same thing.
I've never caught one, never seen one, or picked a dead one up. So thankfully, no. But the beavers are bad here. I mean, I guess if you had the property, they're flooded. But they have water backed up. Of course, that's all in flood plains out there. They have water backed up. Way back in the field, acres of water. And so we set a beaver trap and caught one otter and let it go. And then we moved the trap, completely moved the trap and put it back in the woods where he's got this path beat down, the beaver does. We kind of kicked a hole in his dam to make him come around that way. The next day we caught two otters, a pair of them.
They're taking advantage of the flooded area.
Sure.
As a food source.
I mean, it's kind of a there's creeks and stuff that would be in there anyhow. Of course, the beaver's got it all. It's beautiful back there. The dam is just amazing what they do. It's at least a 5 foot difference in elevation where the water is.
Wow.
When you're standing on
the
dam looking
at what they do. They're very good at what they do.
I mean, it's amazing. You know, I kick holes in it all the time when I go out there, small holes, just to make sure they're still working on it, and overnight, it'll be, I just can't even imagine. So the plan for that is, We're gonna install some pipes. Well, we did install some pipes. I got Parks on board. They came out there, dug trenches in the dam, and put pipes in there and let them dam back over, so it constantly drains out to maintain the water level. So, you know, they can just... Of course, we have an overly smart beaver and he...
Plugs the pipe?
Yeah.
No.
Wow. So it was... So I don't know. That's my nemesis right now. Other than that, everything, all our trapping's been the same. We service traps. We haven't had much...
And the coyotes aren't messing with the beavers, so, you know.
No, but if I could get the coyotes to start eating beavers...
How do you trap the coyotes?
In a box trap, just a, like a dog trap.
You bait it with what?
All manner of stuff. I use some commercially prepared stuff that smells like death. And then sometimes I'll go, if I have one that's, especially in the neighborhoods where they dig in garbage a bunch, I'll go by Hutchins and they'll give me a big bunch of barbecue scraps, and I'll put that in there. Whatever it takes. Oreo cookies sometimes. I mean, it's just... But we've been pretty successful. And bobcats are the easy, but we try not to trap them. We catch them on accident every once in a while. But we've caught quite a few coyotes when we want to. I mean, we set some traps that I'm pretty sure I know when I set it I'm not going to catch one, because I don't feel like there's an issue there, but people feel better when you're setting a trap, and, you know, at least if it's coming around, we'll catch it. But a lot of times, it's more to appease people. They're not going anywhere. Right over by the SPCA, I've got.
At least that creek.
There's a sniper over there.
Yeah.
I did.
Well, that creek is their freeway. I mean, they go up and down the creek.
On the other side of that neighborhood is my... Thorn in my side, but I did catch one over there. And I haven't had any more calls. So hopefully we're done with that for a while.
Any pots?
Because they're everywhere in town. But, you know, they're so tame. It's really, they're so, like you would think they'd be super aggressive, but you can almost, I mean, I wouldn't recommend. But, you know, I mean, I've put a leash on them before to get them to the truck. And they're not a threat to anything. They can't kill anything but squirrels. So we don't trap them actively. But there's a bunch of them. And they climb trees.
Foxes.
Like a cat. Huh. Sure did. I've seen them running through. Go over the fence, run down the top of a wooden fence that wide. Wide open. Gray fox. We have a gray fox.
Now, does McKinney use any contract urban wildlife? You know, like City of Dallas uses Wild Care, and I think some of the...
We do everything. You know,
Bonnie ourself. Bradshaw, I think, so...
Okay. She's great. Look, she's a good resource, though.
We talked one time to... It was a state agency, wasn't it? What was... I don't know, even before your time. When we had trouble at the airport years ago, but they wanted... They didn't have a euthanasia license, so they wanted to shoot everything they caught, and PD wouldn't allow that. So,
but they let the airport do it. They let people that work at the airport do it, so I don't know how that worked out. We don't have trouble out there anymore either. I trapped a bunch of them at the airport back in that time. One of them, an airplane actually hit one. Coming in when it was coming in for a landing.
The coyote.
Yeah, it hit it, and it was, I guess it hit it, it was paralyzed, and we went out and got it off the runway, and then like later that afternoon, they found the airplane that hit it because it clipped the brake line, and all the brake fluid ran out. One of those little bitty airplanes. Nobody, they didn't say a word about it, or I guess they didn't know they hit it.
I guess it would have, I would have thought it would have been so panicked it would have taken off.
You would think. How does, I mean, that's what I thought.
Well, it's like deer in the headlights. They just misjudge or whatever.
And coming from above, it's probably running down the runway. Like that. They're smart. I tell you, they're super smart.
But are the attacks normal? I mean, that's...
The attacks?
Yeah.
No, that's definitely not normal. That's not, that's way not normal. That's why it was such a big deal. There's only been ever, I think, two cases where people were killed by coyotes. One of them was in Canada and one here. And attacks are almost always linked to people feeding them somewhere or another, putting food out for the feral cats.
These people are running.
That's prey drive, you know.
Don't run.
I mean, there's a lot of dogs that'll chase a runner.
Yeah. Most of them.
And I couldn't get it through my head why they keep jogging in the same place.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had to change my running.
I mean, I'm running somewhere
else. I gave up running just because of that.
Yeah, I'm not even.
I did give it up for a month, but I started running close to the main street.
I don't want to entice the coyotes. I just give up on it.
But no, to answer your question, attacks are really, really rare. And I've been in some crowded situations with coyotes before in tight spots. And all they really want to do is get away from it.
So amazing how high they can jump, too, to get over a fence.
That video was very bizarre on TV. You see that?
Uh-uh. Yeah, the one that jumped the fence?
It looked like
6-foot fence.
I mean, they can climb up a wooden
fence. It didn't even look real, did it? When he jumped, he was like, up in the air like it was something like he levitated.
That's even unusual, because when we lived in Richardson, we got down to Pena Creek Golf Course. And we had coyotes everywhere.
Yeah.
And you could tell over the years, at first, if they saw you, they'd run back in the woods. Then they got to where they'd just lay in the middle of the fairway.
Sure. They're used to seeing people all the time.
But the only attacks were people with small dogs.
And to me,
the small dogs run
that's
on the golf course.
A coyote being a coyote.
Yeah.
I mean, they've done that forever. And that's going to be a problem. I mean, that's going to be an issue for the rest of, you know, until they concrete everything, I guess it'll be an issue, because they're thriving in town. There's plenty to eat. People with their bird feeders and squirrel feeders, and it's like a buffet.
And dumpsters.
And dumpsters, you know.
White-tailed rabbit.
Oh, the rabbits. Yeah, you drive around at night, they're everywhere. That's all I got to say about that.
Thank you for the update.
Regular agenda item 19-0119. Consider, discuss, act on next meeting date.
April too soon, or May? I don't know how people feel about the summer months, whether it's easier to get people.
So were you thinking April 10th?
Before.
Are you thinking April 10th? Is that?
I don't know.
Say April.
I could. April 10th? Or.
April 10th works.
May.
April 10th works for me. Okay. May 8th also works.
I'm wide open in April.
Let's try April. Seems like May just gets
busy. And then
I'll
cancel. Yeah.
The 10th is a Friday.
April 10th is a Wednesday.
Oh, I'm looking at the wrong month.
I move that the next meeting be held on Wednesday, April 10th.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.
Okay, so you got to come back to the next meeting and bring pictures of the otter, any other otters.
I've got pictures of the otter.
Oh, man, I got to see this.